Today is Friday, August 23rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gabe. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Find Your Inner Nerd Day. It's also National Cuban Sandwich Day, National Ride the Wind Day, and National Sponge Cake Day. Let's look at this Ride the Wind Day. National Ride the Wind Day commemorates the anniversary of the first human-powered flight to win the Kremer Prize. On August 23rd of 1977, the Gossamer Condor flew the first figure eight course specified by the Royal Aeronautical Society at Minter Field in Shafter, California. Slowly cruising at only 11 miles per hour, it traveled a distance of 2,172 meters. And once again, the ad came up. I swear, I could just use an ad blocker on this one page. Because seriously, website that I use for this? Do I need to get an ad that blocks the entire screen? I don't know. All right, well, let's have a look. We do not have any phone calls today. Just to remind everyone, if you do want to call, you can call 479-221-9393. You can also text message that number. And let's look and see if we got any text messages. If you do text message for the first time, let me know who you are. And then in the future, I will know who you are. So I can say this is from whoever. And you can use a pseudonym. You can use a nickname. You can use whatever you want to use. You don't have to use your real name, but you're going to be stuck with it. So if you say, hey, this is Pecker, then from then on, I'm going to say, okay, we have a text message from Pecker. I shouldn't have said that. Somebody's going to do that. But you could. Right now, I do have the ability to do caller ID. But the thing is, A, it costs me extra money to do caller ID. Per text message. So if I do caller ID on a text or a phone call, they have some charge. It's only a penny, or I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's not a huge amount of money, but it is a cost. And so one reason I don't do it is that, but the other reason is I do want to respect the anonymity of someone. If you want to be anonymous, I don't want to give your real name out if you don't want your real name said. But if you don't mind, or if you have a nickname you want to go by, you can just tell me in the first text message, hey, this is Bob. And I'll mark a note saying, hey, this phone number goes with Bob. And then from then on, I'll know. Oh my gosh, you guys. I feel like talking about work is boring, but we have the situation where one of the products that I'm the product manager for, we have another team that built something that's similar that we had discussions with them about merging the two products. And they had agreed to us that we were going to do this. This is only something you would have at a big, huge corporation, internal software that's being built by teams, because nowhere externally are you going to be merging two products that compete with each other. They're just going to compete with each other. But internally, you really don't want to build the same thing twice and have the spit valve factory pay twice to build the same thing. So they had a meeting. So we had started conversations and started getting ready to kind of fold all this in. And then they had a meeting with another group where they were basically marketing their tool to this other group. And I could not attend that meeting. I had a conflict. And so I got really upset about it, because I'm thinking, why are they marketing their thing to other teams when they've agreed with us that they're going to be merging this in with our thing? And it's less about me caring whether my product lives or dies, because if it needed to die, that would be a decision that we would need to make. If there was some better tool out there that we wanted to use that was more cost effective or better for our customers or whatever, fine. It's never fun, but it is a decision that I would make. But we are literally centralizing enforcement of policy within the Spit Valve factory on the tool that I build, that my team builds. And so, and it's been codified in policy now that everyone must be, you know, enforced using the centralized solution, which is the solution that my team builds. So anyway, regardless, I don't want it to be a bad experience for customers. I don't want them to have a separate thing enforcing something that my product is not involved with, and they may have a different process to bypass it or to fix the failure or whatever. There's just all this. Bottom line, my boss said, well, you need to compose an email and say, here are the reasons why I don't think, you know, we should be focusing on this new thing. But, and so I did that, and I have not looked to see if I got responses. I let my boss review it. I let the director that I work with, the engineering director that I work with, review it, et cetera, et cetera. But then I got to second guessing myself because I sent this email, including the customers that they had met with. And I thought, oh my gosh, that was dumb of me. Why did I drag these poor customers into this email that I sent? But I can't take it back now. It's already gone. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got a stress headache. This is stressing me out. I didn't say anything mean, but it was a professionally worded email. But I, after thinking about it, I thought, well, Adam, why did you include the customers on the email chain? They're going to be saying, you are two platform teams that are have competing products that are fighting with each other, basically, and I've included the customer on the email. It's like, what the heck, Adam? Why did you do that? Too late now. Too late. It's too late to apologize. I think that's a song. All right. Well, other than that, it has just been a really busy. I was up until midnight last night working on this dashboard that I'm creating, that I was creating for work. And then I was bad mouthed by my boss today. She's like, you shouldn't be doing this work. This is not your job. You should be handing this over to engineering to do. And I'm like, but I tried that and I waited a quarter and nothing happened. And I escalated multiple times and it is something that I enjoy doing, so I figured why not just do it myself so that it gets done. I don't know. We all know I love my job so much. So I stayed up late doing that. We finished this show called Sweet Tooth. We watched 3 seasons of it. And the story is basically something happens at some point, and it causes humans to start having hybrid babies that are mixed with animals. So there's a deer baby, there's a fox baby, there are dog babies, and they're part human, part the species. And it's kind of it's a mixture with that. So that happened, but then at the same time, this virus spread around that's somehow related that kills humans. And there's no cure for it. And it's basically the premise is that the Earth is trying to get rid of humans because we have infested Earth and it's trying to correct itself through this virus. And then humans can't have human babies anymore. They can only have hybrid babies that are mixed with animals. And so the hybrid animal-human hybrids are going to take over the Earth, basically. And there's this little deer kid who's the central character. We watched 3 seasons of that starting this weekend. We finished last night. It may sound, it's not the best show in the world or anything like that, but it was enjoyable. It's a, you know, sci-fi sort of fantasy thing on Netflix. And it had been recommended to me so much. And I think I said this before, but it's based on a comic book. And I want to see what the review is for it, or what the Rotten Tomatoes score is. Or even IMDb. Come on, Google. The first thing it gave me was a Wikipedia article, but I want to see... No, I don't want comic. Rotten Tomatoes. Let's just look. It has a 92% average tomato meter, 78% average popcorn meter, which is the people who watch it. Yeah, so it was enjoyed. It's good. We enjoyed it. We finished it last night. And I don't know, we're going to have to move on to something else now. We still have Traitors to finish that we have not finished. Traitors Australia. I don't think we're going to finish Traitor New Zealand because we just didn't like it. And we're watching Big Brother. So, of course, we've got that. And before you know it, fall TV will come up, will be upon us again. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.